Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 Fit Talmud. Shavuos Yud Ches, Shavuos 18b, pagination is 36. We're about 25 lines from the top. At the end of a line, Taf Reish, Tanu Rabbanon. V'izhartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum osam. You should warn the Jewish people from their tumah. Rashi tells us, v'hizhartem v'hifrashtem, you should distance them from the Tumah. Omer Rabbi Yoshia tells us, mikan azhara levnei Yisrael sheyifrishu minishoseim samach levestan. From here we learn a law that husband and wife have to separate from intimate contact near the time of the new cycle. V'kama. How long is called near the new cycle? Amar Rabba Ona, one time period. Now, an Ona is not necessarily the same uniform amount of hours. An Ona is either a day or a night. And it could be that it's long or short, depending on whether you're summer or winter, and if it's day or night. But ona means the same time period, either day or night. This law, called Vestus, is the anticipation of when the next period will come. The concept of nida is a fascinating one in that when husband and wife are permitted to each other, meaning after the woman goes to mikvah, everything's good. Everything's great. It's totally permitted. It's just wonderful. One day, night after another, everything's great. Chazal understood that there's a limit, according to the normal cycle of the woman, where this is not just going to continue ad infinitum. There's a cutoff at which point the new cycle, the period comes. As such, we have this concept of anticipation of the new cycle, and we project it into the new month. The different ways that we project it. One way is the same day of the Hebrew month. Another way is the interval, the number of days since the last cycle, and we project that number of days into the new cycle. And another concept is the concept of 30, an automatic 30 days as the standard. And what this accomplishes, among other things, is that even as they are permitted, it is on their mind an awareness that at some point we anticipate that she's going to be once again in the nida status, and therefore they have a degree of caution, at least in the back of their mind, even as they're living life quite merrily. Now, this concept of Vestus is something that's explained and explored in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. And one of the considerations is whether it is deoraisa, truly biblical, learnt out of the pasuk, that near the vest, near the anticipated time, they have to separate, and it's biblical, or is it only rabbinic, and it's more of an asmachta, it's a hint in the pasuk, charting the direction that the rabbis would take in creating normative Jewish law, but it's not actually a biblical directive. And the difference will be if you have something else coming up against it, a different law. For example, let's say a woman became tamei during her normal on time, and she had to go to mikveh, etc., and it turns out that her mikveh night is the same night as the vest from the previous cycle. So, on the one hand, mikveh night is a treasured time for husband and wife to be together. on the other hand, it turned out, based on the calendar, to be a vest. Is intimate contact going to be permitted or forbidden? There's reason to believe that if it's only a rabbinic law, then mikveh night would be greater than vestas. Likewise, there's a case that's brought in Sif Yud, where a person is embarking on a journey, and it turns out to be the night of the vest. There's reason to believe that if vestos is derabbanon, then he might still be permitted in having intimacy on that night, because the yotze lederech causes an obligation. He's embarking on a journey to do acts of endearment, perhaps not intimacy itself, perhaps other forms of divrei ritzui, of just spending time together, but there would be an obligation which might be greater than the laws of vestos. What exactly are the laws of vestos? So all that's forbidden during that ona, according to strict halacha, is tashmish hamita bilvad, sif beis, actual intimacy. The Shach, however, brings from the Bach that chibuk v'nishuk, hugging and kissing, during that time period is hamachmir tavo alav bracha. The person who's strict shall be blessed. Similarly, one can say sleeping in the same bed, perhaps. These are acts that are hard to sit on the fence, so to speak, not allowed to continue into intimacy, but still allowed to do this. It really depends on the couple and their relationship and how hugging, kissing relates to each of them. They have to find their comfort level as to whether that would be permitted. Again, according to strict halacha, it's permitted as long as tashmish hamita itself is respected, based on the limud in this Gemara, v'hizhartem, that the Jewish people should be distant from the tumah, meaning at the time when the tumah is anticipated, they have to separate from intimacy, not allowed to be together during that ona. Once the ona has passed, so we have a concept that a bedika is done during the ona, a woman checks herself, but after that, if that time of anticipation has passed, then they're back permitted to one another until either a different vest is relevant, or obviously if she starts experiencing the actual symptoms of the period. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.